Live from my spare room in Sacramento, this is Paintball Ruined My Life Live with Brad Johnson. Tonight, is Dynasty's dominance good? WCPPL winners, the Paintball World Championships, and more paintball news. Good evening, ladies. I had something off. Hello. here we are this Monday evening after impromptu roof construction. I don't know. Hopefully everyone's well. We have a few topics, you know. Maybe you could tell by the crazy spelled thumbnail. We're going to talk about some tournament stuff. We have the Paintball World Championship. We'll briefly talk about that. Omara played without bottoms on his mask. We'll talk about that. Ion, I got a Matrix over there we might take apart, but this camera was having problems, so we'll try it anyway. And, you know, some other paintball stuff. We got some Dynasty thing I want to talk about. We're going to do a merch giveaway for channel members at some point during this live stream. So, you know, hopefully everybody's well. Something about a saxophone. Oh, the saxophone. Okay, I was like, shit, I forgot my sax. I was like, boop, boop, boop. You know, Bill Clinton played the saxophone. It's kind of a funny instrument for the president to play, right? Do you think the current president, what kind of instrument do you think he plays? Oh, like myself, he's probably an expert in the skin flute. Hopefully everyone's good. I don't know what's going on. I think I have heat stroke. You know, yesterday I was like, I got so hot. It was crazy. It just made me really tired. Well, the trombone. Does he play? He might actually play the trombone. I have no clue. I read trombone and I thought of trombolone. What's that trembolone? What's that like? Chocolate. There should have been an intro. There was an intro. Mouth harp. That sounds like it could be something, though. Okay, anyway. let's just start with the first thing on our list. The West Coast Paintball Players League. Whoa, look at my head way over there. That's not where I'm supposed to be. Let's put myself right there. The West Coast Paintball Players League wrapped up their third event of the year. We can see the standings right there. Just kind of, not standings, we'll say how, well, the event standings, how the whole event played out. We have the TJ Bastards, followed by Iconic and Grind City in the Premier Division. TJ Bastards have been around for a long time. We see Iconic, that is like Thomas Taylor's team. They're also playing, you know, semi-pro. Thomas's son Keith plays for him. It's kind of cool. We got the divested divisions, Division 3, Collision 2. The Lost Dutchman takes second place. OTL Athletics, Patty Gleason's team, I believe, leading that up. Division 4 X-Ball, we have the Lords. Tension D4 taking second. Third place, the High Rollers. D5 X-Ball, we have SP Shockwave Black. What does the SP stand for? I don't know. San Diego, you know, you think it'd stand for semi-pro. I don't know. San Diego Odyssey D5 takes second place. Lords D5 take third place in the D5. Pump 5v5, we have Collision 2 taking first place. The Lost Dutchman takes second. Maybe I just realized my things might be messed up here. Okay, my standings are all screwed up. We're going to skip forward. Sorry, Pump and D6. I don't know what I did with the... We screwed it up. Here are your overall standings, at least in the Premier Division. Some kind of, you know, names that we've seen. The TJ Bastard's been around for a while. Iconic new. Grind City's fairly new. Regime have been around for a while. The Bloodhawks have been around for a while. Got a lot of those old HK guys on them. Festa WCPPL. We'll talk about something else now. I gotta switch back my cameras, though. What's everyone doing in here? We'll talk to the chat for a second, then we'll go forward. Trembolone is a steroid. That's right, Chris. What are those trombolones? What are those, like, weird candy, like those chocolate candies? make team names animal names. I'm kind of with that. I kind of like that. I like the, we can see here in ninth place, the Sacramento Ducks. They took third place this at the HK Army Backyard Brawl. They're the Ducks. I actually really like that. The Ducks is pretty cool. I'm a fan of the Ducks. Bloodhawks? I don't know. I mean, the hawk is obviously an animal, but I don't know about a bloodhawk. Okay. What are we doing? Man, Ducks. I like it. I like it. I like their logo and stuff, how it's like a mallard on the front, I think. I like it. I think it's cool. What else we got here? We've been talking about this for a while, so we've kind of covered the USA roster. We're going to go with only accepting essential cookies. Okay, thank you. But coming up here, September 2nd and the 4th, 3rd, I just really like this. I always think it's a lot of fun. The Paintball World Championships are always taking in place in Europe. In Dreux, France, at the last NXL Europe event of the year. We can see all the team names in here. We have Brazil, Canada, Mexico, the United States, Venezuela, Belgium, Finland, France, Germany, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, United Kingdom. Why not just England? Why the United Kingdom and not England? Malaysia and South Africa. So there's 19 teams. No, there's not. There's more than 19. We got 21 teams, which is pretty good. I think that they said that the previous high was 2019, where there were 26 nations competing, which makes sense, you know. I hate to say it, but COVID, like, crushed European paintball, so there's probably some of those teams missing. But coming up here in about a month, a little over a month, at the beginning of September, you'll want to check out the Paintball World Championships. And I presume this will be on the Major League Paintball Europe YouTube channel too. It's just always a lot of fun, you know, something about Europe that when everybody like comes together in Europe, just the whole atmosphere just seems like a lot of fun, right? In the U.S., maybe we're a little bit too focused on winning whatever. But in Europe, they kind of just like, I don't know, want to have fun. Where is Johnson? I don't know. Am I Johnson? I'm Johnson. That's my name. The Pasadena Stinky Cows. I don't know about that. I sometimes like a funny team name, and then sometimes I do not like a funny team name. I'm kind of like on and off about the funny team names. I guess, you know, I'd rather a funny team name than all of us try to be cool, that's for sure. Track Dave says, I haven't played in 20 years. Is 10.5 enforced at regular fields? Also, is it as lame as it sounds? What do you mean? Which part of it? Just paintball in general or 10.5? No. Generally, the like fields don't really enforce the 10.5. It's just for tournaments. So like if you're playing rec or whatever, you know, most of the time they don't really care. You know, as long as you're not like, you know, uncapped full auto or something crazy. I imagine most of the fields will let you use semi-auto. And 10.5 is excellent. I mean, I played at all the rate of fire caps and not caps and whatever. And this like 10.2, 10.5 is the best. I just semi-auto uncapped was just crazy, and 15 is too fast. It's just kind of ridiculous. 12.5, I don't know, 12.5 was kind of cool, but I like that lower kind of mid rate of fire stuff. Oh, Bryce says right there, my field makes you play at 10.5. Yeah, I've not experienced that really. About fields like saying you can't like shoot faster. Maybe if you're just like shooting, you know, 30 balls a second, they might say something. I don't know. What do we have on our list? This is kind of crazy. We'll just do this. This I saw, was this like 2 days ago or something like that? Stephen O'Mara playing without the bottom on his mask. Look at that right there. Can we like, I thought about like trying to download this. but like playing without a bottom, playing a one-on-one without a bottom. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. I guess I'll put a little audio on. I don't think there really is audio. It's not like... Maybe it's not audio. It's not coming in. I don't know. There's really no audio. It's just gun shooting. Playing without a bottom is kind of crazy. You know, I don't think I've ever seen anybody do this in like modern times. You know, back in the day, it's just how everything was. I mean, everybody just wore goggles. There were no ear protection. Then kind of came face protection, then ear protection, kind of around the same time. Guys probably played without bottoms for maybe about 10 years or 8 years or something. And seeing people play without a bottom is just crazy. It just like doesn't look right. Like, just looking at the video, it's just weird. It's like something's wrong. I don't know. It's crazy to me. You know, the thing we always heard back in the day was, you know, guys could get shot in the teeth and you'd lose a tooth. But I don't know. I wasn't playing in 1988, so I don't know. But I wonder if that, like, happened often. Because I'd think that if, like, you were getting shot in the teeth a lot, you probably wouldn't want to play anymore. So I wonder if it was, like, actually a huge deal. I mean, obviously it became some sort of problem, or we just wouldn't have made, you know, faces or bottoms for masks. You know, they talked about this. I know that other pro players have talked about this, and it'd be one of the ways to, you know, the problem we have with kind of football and hockey and some of those sports is we just can't see the players' faces as much. So certainly some of the guys have talked about playing without bottoms, and I know a lot of them probably would. I mean, a lot of the pro guys probably would do it. I don't know about playing without ear protection, but without a bottom, I'm curious. I certainly know it would hurt real bad if you got shot in the lip or like, bang, in the cheek or something. It's not something I would want to experience, and I don't think I will be doing that anytime soon. It's kind of crazy to me. Yeah, some of you guys might have been around back then, so did people actually lose teeth? Yeah, some brains. I don't know. I was going to say probably 96 because the Pro Shield came out in 96 and it was like a full mask by that point. But the Whippersnapper had been out for like a few years, but still tons of people weren't wearing bottoms. Although the Whippersnapper kind of caught on fairly quick, I want to say. Yeah, that's true, Chris. Also, back in the woods days, you weren't really actually shooting each other as close. And now we're like, you know, this far away from each other all the time. Yeah, I don't know. I just wonder about the teeth thing. We always heard that, but like, Anderson got shot in the cheek once and it was awful. I mean, I've told this story a lot, but back in the day, the profiler, the V-Force profiler used to not have like ventilation correct. Like the very first model they came out with, the ventilation wasn't correct, and like a ball could come through the mask, and I got shot in the lip. Like it went boom and like bounced off my lip. It was crazy. I'm not supposed to do that. D. Morris said, I started in 92, and we still had guys running no lowers in the late 95 and 96, for sure. That's crazy to me. It's just the old guys, you know, the same thing. It's true with everything. You know, you introduce some sort of new technology or new thing, and there's going to be a lot of guys who don't want to adopt it because, you know, it's how it didn't used to be like this, or this is just how I like it. So until like people were forced to wear bottoms, I could see like, you know, I could see people not wanting to, for sure. I don't know though. Yeah, I could see for sure you're like a busted lip for sure, needing stitches on a lip. Yeah, that would hurt. That's not what I would want. I don't have anything prepared for this, so I'll probably talk about it more next week. But I saw literally about now about 45 minutes ago, Charles Gaines passed away. I believe he was in his mid-80s. Charles Gaines was one of the creators of paintball, along with Bob Guernsey, and then one other gentleman whose name's escaping me right now. All three of those gentlemen started the survival game, like the very first kind of like incarnation of paintball. Also, what I didn't know, also found out today, he was a writer and did all kinds of like other adventure things and all kinds of stuff, and was actually the director or like the producer or something for the Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary Pumping Iron, which is like, I don't know, like very pivotal documentary that like apparently like has totally changed bodybuilding and made like Arnold Schwarzenegger famous and like kind of put bodybuilding on the map. So it's crazy that doing like, you know, starting paintball, starting this whole thing we're doing, and like, you know, making Pumping Iron, it's kind of crazy to have like those like big things. So yeah, without him, we wouldn't be doing this at all, really. So next week, I'll probably have a little more on that. I want to like, you know, talk about it a little more, but I literally just found out. So I'm going to move this down to my like, do it. We can do it later area. So yeah. Josh, I say, yeah, hit the like button. If you're here, God damn it, give the live stream a like. And, I don't know what we can talk about now. Just like the live stream. We have Invasion of Normandy videos. We have a Matrix. We have Chris Martin's Matrix. Chris, you're somewhere. I thought about the Matrix. It's not working. And then it dawned on me that there's a very common problem with those. But that camera's not working, so we might come back to that. Is Dynasty's dominance good or bad for the sport? Why not? Somebody asked me to talk about this. Every once in a while, I get like offline. Like comments or people are like, hey, you should talk about this. And I was like, all right, why not? Somebody said they were curious, you know, is Dynasty's dominance actually good for paintball? And I thought about that two ways, right? I'm like, their dominance early in paintball, right? Dynasty went pro 2001. And then really 2005, 2006, we'll say to 2007 through the 2006 season. So 2001 to 2007, they like completely dominated, right? I mean, they won like 80% of the tournaments they played in. They won all the tournaments. They won all the series titles. They literally dominate everybody. So they dominated then. And then I don't know if we could consider them like continuing to dominate past that point, but they certainly have like their whole arcing career have been a like dominant force in tournament paintball. So there's kind of like the first era of domination, that early like 2001, 2007 stuff, and then the like 2007 to like current time stuff. And I made like a pros and cons thing. I'd say certainly it's good, right? I mean, one of the things that Dynasty showed was that you can just, you know, get a random group of people and build a paintball team. Maybe not random group, but just like, you know, most of the guys had never played pro before. They had a handful of pros, but most of all the talent and all the like, you know, good players had just been friends forever. So they definitely showed that you can just become a group of friends, kind of like Paintball Fitter doing now, where it's just like a group of dudes. Same thing Uprising have done for so long. It's just taken a little longer with Uprising. And then certainly I think having them be like very good and like the, like, you know, the New York Yankees of paintball or whatever was also good because they were like young, right? They were a bunch of 19, 20 year olds that, you know, could kind of make paintball look good. I mean, everyone was good looking and youthful and having a good time. So it kind of made their like image. It helps the mainstream image of paintball a little bit more too. And then their dominance also kind of like forced the other teams to get better. You know, it didn't last forever. The other team started like slowly catching up. I mean, it did take like 6 years, but you know, it certainly helped force the evolution and forced that skill progression certainly more. The one thing, though, is it just kind of like makes it not fun for other teams, right? I mean, you have, you know, Dynasty out there just winning every time. So it's a little bit demoralizing for the other teams, right? You know that going to the tournament, you're like, well, you know, we're definitely not winning. You know, it's probably just going to be Dynasty over and over. So maybe, like, not having that parity in the league and Dynasty was just, like, super dominant might not have been good. Just it might have pushed some pro teams away or might not have helped foster more of those teams. Because, you know, like Uprising, right? Uprising were trying so long to win a tournament, and they just about got there, you know, getting second place, and maybe they should have won the finals and then won in, where the hell was the last tournament? Ohio? I don't know. The last tournament they should have won. And maybe that can help fuel them further, right? I mean, Uprising, not that they were going to quit, but, you know, those older, those teams that, you know, maybe they could have got a first place or a second place. It could have fueled them to play longer for another, like, 5 or so years and keeping that pro thing going. So maybe Dynasty taking away some of those. So, I don't know. I would say, certainly, obviously, for me, I would say that first era was good. That second phase where they were kind of like dominant through their history or whatever. I don't know. I have like pros and cons for this, but I don't think it's like, I don't know, if not really dominant, right? I just say it kind of gives paintball, we get like our own Yankees or like, you know, Celtics or whatever, like the Lakers, like historical greatness. But that doesn't really mean they're dominant, you know? I guess if we compared, like, the whole entire time frame of Dynasty to other teams, like, to whatever other team, right? You could say that their whole time frame has been dominant. There have been other teams that were super dominant for periods, but they kind of didn't keep winning. I want to think of, like, the Ironmen or Aftershock back in the day. Or, I mean, the other teams, too. Image and Bad Company, they all kind of went on streaks where they were really good. But not for 25 years, you know. You know, Aftershock and the Ironmen are still around, but they haven't been, like, relevant in, like, yeah, 20 years or something. So I don't know. I don't know about this, like, second phase thing. So certainly dominant in that first era, and I think it's good. It makes it fun to watch, you know. Track Dave says, statistically, no other team comes close to Dynasty in terms of wins. Yeah, it's not even close. At one point, I did graphs and stuff for all this shit. I don't know where they all was. It's crazy. I think of them more like the Patriots in the NFL. Super good for a long time, but obviously can't win every year. I know, but I want to think that's true, because the Patriots were, I wonder, like, the Patriots were like, the Dynasty kind of had two runs, though. Like, if we go over and look at, if we go to, what is this? I cannot see paintball win count. I can't even see. This is so small. I'm going to make it a little bigger here. We go NXL. Not NXL Europe, sorry. NXL USA, because we think about Dynasty's stuff, you know, look at that, it's crazy, right? You know, 2006 was kind of weird. They did win the MPPL title, though, that year, 2006. This was the year that Oliver left, so they did not have Oliver Lang. But if we go down to, like, 2020, look at this, Dynasty again, like, has this crazy run where they're just, like, better than everybody during this, like, post-COVID era. And then they kind of, like, go back to normal, though. We're missing some winners on here, but yeah. So kind of maybe, like, two kind of, like, dominant runs or whatever. Because nobody, even this, like, you know, even this, like, second run they had. Even this, like, second run they have, like, starting, I will say, during COVID and ending in 2023 season. No other team has even done this. not to mention, like, this stuff where they just, I mean, the year before, well, the year before is kind of weird, but Now I'm getting confused. But no other team's even done like this, you know, their second good run. So they're pretty good, I guess, you know. Oh, this freaking Mariners. Yeah. This live stream sponsored by the best paintball store on the planet, BFPgear.com. BFP Gear, you know, I actually saw these Hydra packs over at Sac Paintball, the paintball store here in Sacramento. You can see right there in stock, Sacramento. They're actually really nice. These Hydra packs, they kind of have a really thin belt, something we kind of maybe first saw on like the Kinetic packs. And it's really kind of just a normal pack, but that thin belt does make it kind of like, kind of nice. You can actually see these little, like, these little tabs right here. Those are actually little bloops. Those are actually like your flaps on the pack. So they can be strapless or they can be strapped. So you don't have to use like this little strap right here. It just like, boop, can fall around. They're very cool. BFPgear.com. They got all kinds of Hydra stuff. You know, you get $29. Oops, not $29. I'm going to say shipping. Free shipping orders over $29. Everyone's awesome there, too. You know, I've known everyone that works there. Not everyone who works there for a long time, but most people that work there for a long time. Everyone's super helpful and knowledgeable, so they can also help answer paintball questions. So you can send an email over, send over something on Instagram. Maybe you could go in real life to BFPgear.com. A proud sponsor of Paintball Ruined My Life, Paintball Fit, and San Diego Dynasty. Paintball Fit, also known as Texas Paintball. What is, I don't know. What is their three-man thing called? Yeah. What else we got in here? We got some Ion videos. Why not? You know, I'm always been a proponent of the big game. I've always been a proponent of dicking around and having fun. And Ion, Invasion of Normandy, that happens every year outside of Pennsylvania, outside of Pittsburgh, is one of those things. You can see this is Slackspan Media. There's a link below, too, if you want to check out all these actual videos. We're not going to watch this whole thing, but... there's Ryan Greenspan. Invasion of Normandy, it's just a lot of fun. There's another video on here. You can see the landing craft and shit. Look at how fun that looks. This looks like a lot of fun. Good times. There is another video I kind of wanted to show people. This is part one. From Michael Glass, but what is going on here? So this is the, like, actually leaving that landing craft. They'll run out eventually here. Just people having fun, you know? I'm all about it. All about it. I guess this is the Americans. Yeah, they were chanting USA, and then they're going out of the landing craft, so that would make sense. Oh god, they're getting shot at already. So this is just one of those crafts. There's like a bunch of them around. Oh, this guy's down for the count. And then there's a second wave. I want to see them come out. I was watching this earlier, and they come out, so I want to see this. Just look at how fun it looks, dude. It's just so much fun. So, you know, this stuff's way more fun than tournament paintball. You know, if you're into paintball and you're like, man, I don't know, this is way more fun. So if you got an opportunity to go play Invasion of Normandy, or you live anywhere, there's these big games. You know, you got Super Game up in Oregon. There's big games out in Florida. Super Game's doing them out there. There's stuff in Hawaii. You have Decay of Nations in Southern California. They're all worth the trip, too. So it's worth making a drive and, you know, playing some of these big games. I think it's like what paintball is about. So Go play big games. Okay. You got any new shirts coming out? Yeah, next week. Andrew, unfortunately, no long sleeves, though. They were going to come out today, but it didn't work out. So we're going to talk about them next live stream. Yeah. We'll do a giveaway right now, actually. We're going to do a... Yes, it was. Michigan Monster Game. I was looking at other... I was looking at a bunch of other, like, big games and scenarios and stuff that were happening. It's just good times. It's just good times. You know, people just dicking around. You don't get enough of that anymore. I know that you don't. I remember the days of hanging out every single day with my friends and just goofing off. I miss those days. And that's what, like, the paintball field kind of is. Okay, what am I doing? We're going to do a members-only giveaway. A members-only. So if you're a member on this channel, we are going to do a giveaway, a merch giveaway. And maybe if you want to check out any of this paintball merch stuff, you can do it right there by following that link on the screen. You can find the Paintball Ruined My Life headbands. Lots of Paintball Ruined My Life barrel covers. There's a whole shitload of different designs on there. There's three packs for $15. You know, that's pretty good. That's not bad. Lots of different headbands. You know, these are getting low, though. There's only, like, ones and threes and stuff of these left. So, headbands. Paintball Ruined My Life headbands. $30 on the store. Let's go back over here, though. There will be a cool new t-shirt on the store soon, and we're going to do a giveaway for that next week, too. These are all the channel members. So what this is I'm going to say whoever wins this is going to get a three-pack of barrel covers and then a... Why not? A three-pack of barrel covers and a three-pack of headbands. So, like, right now on the store, there's... Like, if we go... What I'll probably do is, like, on the store, there's these, like, three packs and stuff. You can see right there. Like, three-pack headband. You can, like, pick whichever, you know, headband you want. I'll probably give you, like, a coupon or something like that. I don't... Firefox. We talk about this every time I freaking pull the website up. See how it doesn't, like, resize these thumbnails? It's only Firefox. One day we'll fix it. Chris Martin! yeah, I'll probably give you a coupon to, like... Get like a, you know, it'll be like free three pack and a free three pack of whatever. Barrel covers and headbands. What am I doing? Going back here. So we're going to spin it up. Whoever the hell is on the top, I will, we'll like leave a comment. I'll leave a comment inside or I'll make a post, a member's post here on YouTube. And then I will just get your, we'll figure it out. We'll get you all. We'll figure it out. Okay. Whoever's first. You know, there's some people on here that I'm going to skip. If you're, if there's a couple of people on here that I might skip and give it to someone else. Ringer FPV, you're not one of those people that we're skipping. Congratulations. There's just a couple companies on here. So we'd skip those ones. Ringer FPV. Yeah. Three headbands, three barrel covers. Remove. Nope. No, shit. We don't want to remove it. What am I hitting? Remove. Close. There we go. We'll, I'll get in contact with you tomorrow. You won yourself headband? Three headbands. Yeah, we're going to do another giveaway next live stream, too. So, buckle up. If you're at only channel members, though. It's so hard to find out, like, oh, I guess YouTube actually did finally do private messaging. You can actually do private messages on Facebook or on YouTube now, which... A little bit. Some brains, you know, that's a very good idea. Want me to rewrite the prize picker? I have some code from last week I need... No, I'm going to do that myself. You just found the very first project that I can use, like Claude Code or whatever, some bullshit, to actually make... make my own Wheel of Names thing. I don't know. Dude, I like constantly think about like what I can do to like make stuff. And I'm like, I don't know, man. That's so crazy. Huh. Facebook has its new AI integration that are damn near game show. I don't know. I do want to make a paintball game show. I've talked about that too. I actually do want to do that. I think that would be fun. Wouldn't that be kind of fun? Like, I want to do like a in real time game show with like buzzers and stuff. No one would watch it though, so I don't know if it'd be that fun. So the other a couple weeks ago, I just gotta find it. Where did I put it at? There. So a couple weeks ago, my friend Chris Martin, you're here somewhere, gave me this, a LED matrix, or a DM3, a dye matrix 3. You can see that, look at that. Look at that cool screen it's got on the side. Look at that. Is that cool or what? I don't know why it's that cool to me. I just really like that. It reminds me of being a little kid. Problem though, this is the problem. Well, this on off kind of sucks too. That's another problem. But it leaks like crazy. This just leaks all over the place. And it's literally like perfect. It's flawless condition. Like, I don't know if anyone's like ever used it or anything. Like, it's just like pristine. So, I mean, look at the grips are like, I don't know, like brand new, but it does leak like crazy. And we're not going to try this camera. One of the problems is I haven't taken one of these guns apart in forever. It's very weird. One of the things that was so weird about these is, if you guys don't know, the Matrix paintball marker. We gotta hold it like this. So see this breach on the front? That like, this whole piece, this whole like, you can see the milling, this whole like section comes off. So you unscrew right there and that back cap kind of falls off, but this big ass rod pulls out the back and that comes off. So the rod just, you know, screws into the front right there. But the whole purpose of these things, the whole idea was that you could get like different barrel threads, because at one point in time, you know, there were a lot of different barrel threads out there. There were autococker threads that this has. There were impulse threads. There were shocker threads, spider threads, Tippmann 98, A5. There were just like a bunch of barrel threads. So having that little breech made it so you could change your barrel threads. But what I'm going to try to do is take this bolt out really fast and see if I can find the culprit of the leak. There is a specific O-ring on the top hat that blows off all the time. So if you like over-pressurize the gun, it'll like blow the O-ring off because it can't hold the pressure back. So it like, Jesus Christ, this is big. It's been like, I don't know, 12 years since I've taken a matrix apart, probably, maybe longer. I'll show you all the parts in here. It's kind of freaking ridiculous. Woo! It's stuck in there. It's probably not been taken apart in a long time. Okay, so this is where it gets confusing. I gotta remember the order of these parts. Damn, this is freaking in there. Okay. Good God. this bolt piece does go back, right? It's like really fucking in there. I don't know. The problem is it's like a circle, and it's like any type of like angle. I know I need the top down here. Freaking camera's not working. I tried to get it to work earlier and it wouldn't stay on. It just kept turning off. Whatever, that didn't really matter. There are so many parts in these bolts. Like, there's a lot of different pieces. So you have another piece in the front that's like still in the gun. You have whatever they call this. You have these two pieces that come off the back. This is where I was like, I got to remember, like, what order this stuff goes in. On like that. And then there's the can. And then there's the top hat, which I thought might be our culprit. And it kind of is. So there's an O-ring in here that gets blown off, like if the pressures are too high. But we can see that O-ring right there is loose. That's not supposed to be jiggling around like that. We'll just try to put that back on there and put this bike together. And I'm going to put a tank on it really fast. We're just going to see what happens. Okay. I'm trying to read people's comments. Okay, what am I doing? I'm getting distracted. Okay. So, top hat... Damn, that is fucking, like, on there. There's that top hat O-ring. It was actually in the side, so I gotta put that O-ring back in there. There's no grease on this at all, either, so we should probably get a little bit of grease. We really do need that top-down camera. It probably would be better, but... I don't know, it didn't work. Sorry. Sorry, guys. I want it to work, too. I probably want it to work more than you do. Yeah, whoever had one of these things, I always wanted a Matrix when I was like a little kid. Not like a little kid, I guess, when I was like 18 or whatever. I never had one. We're going to see if this works. I have a feeling this is going to work. Bolts. Oh, you know what? I know, I just read that. Like, you can use anything as a camera. And I was like, son of a bitch, that's right. My phone would have worked perfectly fine. I can, like, do that, like, oh, well. Thought about it really fast. Son of a bitch. I have a feeling I'm going to put this bolt back in wrong. I have a feeling it's going to go in wrong. Because I already forgot which way this went. Son of a bitch. Oh well, we'll just put it in there and see what happens. Okay, we're getting there. I don't know if we really need to put the breech back on, but we're going to do it just because. Okay. See what happens. Wish me luck. If it leaks, we're just not going to do it anymore. Hey, it doesn't leak. It doesn't work. I don't know. You guys might not be able to hear the leaking because I have like all the, I have like noise stuff that gets rid of noise. I don't know. We'll figure it out. It's a little bit too difficult to do it on the live streams like this. I can't think. A little bit hard to think. Plus, I don't have anything set up with tools and whatever. So, the Matrix leaks. Super cool, though. Look at that thing. Damn, I gotta get this to work, dude. I wanna use that thing. It looks like this. I wanna get it to work. It is pretty cool. Austin. Okay, what am I, what else we got here? I don't know, I thought this was kind of fun.
Bruh.
This is not something you see every day. Bearded Works. Makes a lot of, like, gizmos and gadgets for stuff, servicing autocockers and stuff. He serviced this very good-looking flatline autococker. For some reason, flatlines have come up on this channel a lot in the last, like, couple weeks. It's kind of cool. I always thought the flatline was cool without the, like, barrel shroud. Like, the Tippmanns that have the shroud, I always, like, thought it was cool to take it off. Like, you have some wonky banana barrel. Look at how clean that is, though. It looks really good. I think that's an Eclipse. Is it an Eclipse hinge frame? It looks like it. That trigger looks Eclipse-y, right? Pretty neat. That's all. So I'd show you guys that. It's really clean looking. I don't think I've maybe seen like a flatline autococker one time in real life. I think. I'm not 100% positive. I want to say I have, but I don't know. You need an eggy 20-pound chip to make that Matrix really wail. Damn, I was talking about Eggy yesterday at the paintball store. We were talking about how he designed the carbon hopper, the DRV, and then just a bunch of other shit. So at some point, there will be a video on him specifically. I'm going to turn my air conditioner on. I'm going to be on. Probably the most influential paintball person that you've never heard about. Yeah, really nobody's heard about him. I mean, unless you're like deep in the knowledge, which I'm not even, you know. Just YouTube videos. That's the only reason I know. Because he was in a YouTube video. Yeah, tomorrow... I like literally just remembered. Tomorrow, I've been working on for a while now. What am I doing? It's VOD? Is it VOD Ninja? Ninja? VOD Ninja? For a while now, I've been working on a... I'll stop. The Oliver Lang video and how Oliver left San Diego Dynasty and went to play for the Iron Men. And tomorrow I have an interview with Oliver Lang. So we're going to do an interview with Oliver for that video, which should be good. Oliver is in Bali, though. So we're going to do it at 8 p.m. 8 p.m. at night, which is kind of my bedtime. So I'm probably going to take a nap. But hopefully Oliver's attributions will help improve whatever. No video. We can get some actual insights and stuff. Yeah, I don't know what the heck's going on with the tour, huh? I'll ask him that. Why not? We'll put that in there. I'll just add it to my thing. That interview, I don't know where it will go. You know, I'm not like huge on posting interviews on here. So, it will not probably be posted, but I did the last interview I did with Marcelo, for the Tampa Stadium video. I did post that for channel members. So, it's likely I'll just put it up for channel members, the entire interview. And then just use little bits for the actual video, like little highlights or little, like, you know, clips or whatever. Where the hell are my questions? That's what I'm doing. Okay, there we go. No, there we go. Yep. Asking about using a rental pump with Greenspan and Yosh on their spool field. Dynasty's private hyperball field was tucked near it. I'll ask about, like, some private field at Mare Island. Why not? I assume it's at Mare Island. Hyperball field. Maybe when they were, like, was that Cap Factory days? Maybe they were playing as Cap Factory back then as well. 99, 98, somewhere in there. Cap Factory. Let's see what else I got on my list of crap to talk about. Not much. We have some stuff we'll save till next time, I think. Until I have I'm a little better. I have more context for some of these things. Yeah, last weekend there was no live stream, obviously. Maybe some people missed it. I don't know. Goddamn apartment complex. They're doing, like, roofing. They redid our whole roof last year. Like, the whole fucking thing got redone. And then they're doing, like, a bunch of the units, like, I don't know, over there. And they decided that, like, they needed to, like, redo something. And they were, like, fucking, like, hacksawing the roof apart. It was just, like, fucking all day long. So, yeah. Chris Martin. Anyone in chat have a great question for all? Most of my questions are all very specific and geared directly toward the video. So, like, I've essentially written the script already, but I still have, like, things I want more detail on or, like, things that I'm not 100% sure on. And most of it's all based around, like, you know, stuff in the script that I want to ask. But it would be a good idea. What weird questions should I ask Oliver? Tyler says you need to get out of an apartment and get a house. Well, sure. I'm also going to buy a yacht, too. I don't know. I got to move states, I think. Unfortunately. Yeah. Unfortunately, I think I have to move states. Or I could just quit this paintball thing and get a real job. That's probably the real answer. Ask him his favorite marker of all time. I'll ask him that. That's a good one. I might be able to tell you. Actually, I don't know. We'll go with that. We also got to kind of see how it goes. I might not end up, like, asking, like, I can't end up asking. Or I said I'll probably, who knows what I'll end up asking. Because these things always end up to be, like, some sort of conversation. And I always forget shit to ask. Like, with the Marcelo one, I was like, oh, totally forgot that. But we talked for, like, an hour, and it just kind of, like, trickles and, like, sort of natural. Yeah. But some of these I definitely want to try to get nailed out, because, like, yeah, I don't know. I just want more detail. Like, I've not heard a lot about this, but at one point, Dynasty apparently was, like, if you were on Dynasty, you had to pay, so, like, they would actually fine their players if they didn't wear a Dynasty jersey. So, like, if you were at something and you weren't wearing a Dynasty jersey, apparently they'd fine you. Like, the team would fine you, and then you have to pay the, like, team or whatever. And they would take, like, 10% of the, like, clinic money and stuff. So they have these, like, weird rules. I kind of want to know more about that. That's one thing. It's also weird that, like, Dave Youngblood... So, Oliver came back from Europe. So, at the time, this was January 31st, 2006. And Oliver was in Hungary. I think he was in Budapest practicing with the Bullets. That $9.99 super chat. Is my goddamn thing gonna work, dude? I fucking hate this shit. I don't know why, like, none of the, like, alerts work anymore, dude. Like, I don't get it. It just pisses me off. Like, it just should work, right? Like, it should just do this. But it should, like, you know, do that. But it doesn't... I don't tell the goal is. Andrew! Thank you. We're about 0.00001% away from the super yacht. I'm going to buy a mega yacht. Yeah, I'll do live stream from the yacht. No, I'm not. Dude, if I could afford a mega yacht and I could afford a $150 million yacht, I'm not doing live streams. I'm going to be sailing in the Mediterranean every single day. Probably not, though. That'd get really boring, though. You know, I'm not like a beach guy. I'm not a beach vacation guy. It's just kind of lame. I like to be on the move. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So Oliver comes back January 31st. And then Dave Youngblood, I think the 31st is on. So on Wednesday, the 31st, Dave Youngblood tells Oliver and gives him a 24-hour deadline to decide if he's going to join the Ironman or not. So just 24 hours. And then that weekend, Dynasty and the Ironman had practice. So Oliver decided on Thursday and then had to go to practice on Saturday and then tell his guys he was leaving. That's kind of crazy to me. I want to know, like, why? Like, why just 24 hours? Like, what's the deal with that? Well, that's one of the more interesting, like, things about it. How much the money? Would money change me? No, probably not, dude. That's been a problem my whole life. $100,000, yes. $100,000. We also don't really know if, like, because at one point in time, Oliver was supposed to work. So it was going to be play for the Ironman. We'll pay you $100,000 a year. You get, like, health insurance and, like, you know, normal perks. I don't know. Maybe he got a 401k. I don't know. But he was also supposed to work. He was supposed to, like, work for Die. But I don't know if he ever did. I'm not sure. I don't know if he went there for a 9-to-5 or they just kind of helped him consult on stuff. I want to know how much he actually worked for Die. Or did he just play paintball? Because that'd be pretty good, you know. $100,000, you literally just play for the Ironman. Yeah. Some brains is very true. I mean, $100,000 in 2006 was a good amount of money. I mean, that's when... Yeah, I mean, you could... I mean, obviously, San Diego. They live in San Diego, so it was obviously pretty expensive still, but that's quite a bit more money back then. Now it's kind of crazy. I know Oliver started a sandwich shop. That's also some of my questions. Like, what did he do with the money? He did start a sandwich shop. I don't 100% know what happened to that. So, I don't know. He definitely made enough good decisions where it helped him. Ooh, we were in Speedos. I was raised in a Speedo. Ooh, hostility, sorry. How many years was he there? So Oliver played 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010. And 2011, he came back to Dynasty. Yeah. It was just a very big period in time as well. Oliver went to Peru and went to the jungle, and it got weird. So, I want a little more detail on that too, so. San Diego is still surrounded by less desirable rundown areas. Like where? I don't know. I don't know where they live. I think they lived in like Pacific Beach or something like that, which is pretty cool. PB, Pacific Beach is cool. Ask Ollie to spill the beans on what Eggy put in his Joy Division R3. Why specifically Joy Division? I gotta have more context for that question. Because I know they did it. I know he did it for all the LCDs, right? Didn't he do it for the LCDs for them? Or did somebody else do it? I think he did all the LCDs, right? Like back in the day. I don't think of Oliver using a Joy Division IR3. That's why I'm like, I don't know. I don't even see it. I think like a Cobra or something like that. Ooh, Acton, California. What feel was in Acton, California? I know that I've been to Acton, California for some reason. Man, I don't even think it was a WASP board. I don't even think any of that stuff was out yet. I don't even think WASP boards were WASP boards and Tadao boards and all that stuff wasn't even out yet, I don't think. It was just like, I don't know. I mean, we all know they had illegal firing modes. So everyone's been kind of forthright about that. A little bit more forthright. What are we going to go to Acton? What paintball field was in Acton, California? Acton, California. Paintball USA? I don't think so. I think I went to like the XPSL or like something out there back in the day. Acton, California. I've definitely been there for paintball. I don't know. The middle of the goddamn desert, that's what it is. Talking about people on the roof. Remember when those, like, Korean... Remember the rooftop Koreans? Who remembers the rooftop Koreans? We're gonna find out how old people are. Rooftop Koreans! I don't know why. Someone just said rooftop. Who said rooftop? Or someone said something that reminded me of rooftop Koreans. What the hell? Where'd it go? Oh, Austin said his roof was stolen. What? Who stole a freaking roof? Rooftop Koreans. So, for all you little kids out there, back in 1992, look at this photo. It's so cool. There's just something cool about like a good old actual film photo. So back in 1992, I don't really know anything about this, but back in 1992, the LA riots were happening and like there were just people rioting, you know, going crazy. And I don't know, these Koreans owned some sort of business and they were on the roof with their rifles and shit, like protecting their business. I don't know what they owned. Look at the across the street, it just says the boys on that sign. The boys. Look at these guys though. They got like those head, they got like look like they're at war. They have like fucking things around their heads. That's crazy. Good times. Rooftop Koreans. Oh, okay, it was in Little Korea. That would make sense. That would make sense. Ooh, where's Red Trev? Most of his teammates were using team-sponsored Cobra IR3s. Okay. I see that gun in my mind. Like, I see that gun, that IR3. It's like that fade. It's kind of like a weird fade, like a really dull kind of fade. I don't know, we'll put that on there. I might have to do research, though, to get, like, a better question, though, for that. I'd like to know, like, what tournament he was using it, but I think I can find that out pretty quick. I think I can find it out. I have no videos. I think I know what video it's in. I think they were using it in, like, the 2002 fucking some Europe tournament. Which XPSL team and division did you play for? I don't know. Couldn't tell you. I don't remember even what divisions were back then. I don't know. I mean, one of the middle ones. I don't even know. But I played not a lot. I think I played one or two tournaments with the Mama's Boys. And then a couple with the Street Hustlers. Yeah. Maybe I played Pan Am. I think I played Pan Am with the Mama's Boys. Yes. I would have played Pan Am with the Mama's Boys. So, XPSL, Street Hustlers. 2004, whatever it was. Yeah, I don't know what the divisions even were. I'm like, did we have two or three divisions? I don't even remember. Oh, I don't even know what it was called, honestly. These rooftop Koreans. Street Hustlers. Yeah, most of the people are gone. I don't remember. It would have been Novice, probably. We would have probably played Novice. We wouldn't have played, like, Rookie. Like, if we were around today, we would have probably been playing, like, Division 3 or Division 2 or something like that. I assume. Chris, Paintball USA is in Acton. It used to be called Close Encounters when it was located in Saugus. They had to move because of fire risk. Oh, man, that sucked. Oh, you worked there when you were 15. Oh, cool. Acton, though. There's another field, though, there. There was something else. There was some other reason that I'd been there. I don't know. I just don't remember it being called, like, Paintball USA or Close Encounters, that's all. Some birds. When was this? We practiced some Mama Puss a lot before or after Garrett Maxwell went to Dynasty and Skinny Brown Hair Guy went to Capalanch. Oh, man. I honestly don't remember. I don't remember. I truly don't remember. Who went to Cap, though? Damn. Oh, my God. I don't know. It's been so long. And some of those people I haven't seen in, like, 20 years. So it's like, Jesus, you know. It's hard. I don't remember. Don't remember at all. Yep. Man, I remember. Oh, man. I don't know. I just can't remember people's names. I even know who you're talking about. I think I want to say Jason. It was Jason something, and we called him Tex because he was from Texas. And I can't for the life of me remember his full name. If you're out there, shout out. No, not Jason Barrett. For sure not Jason Barrett. That's what I wanted to say too, but for sure not Jason. Because Jason Barrett played like with Cap and, like, Dave and all those guys forever. I mean, it's possible he played for the Mama's Boys for a second there, but I'm at least not thinking of Jason Barrett. I don't know. Who knows? Andrew, start a paintball room, my life team. No, I don't want to do that. Channel members will play, and we can come in last at every tournament. That's possible. It's more about the friends you make along the way. I always, like, I don't know. I'm weird about that, right? Because paintball ruined my life is like this whole YouTube channel. So like, I don't want people representing my YouTube channel like that. Honestly, you know, I want to be more in control of the image of the channel. If that makes any sense, I don't know. No, not Roy Richardson. I can't know. Texas, he's someone we wouldn't know. Like, we probably wouldn't know because I don't think he, I don't know. Fuck, let's try to find like, let's try to actually find out really fast. The problem with all this stuff though is like, it makes, it's finding all this stuff is kind of hard. Yeah, I'll try to keep talking. Yeah, I don't know. I just have always been weird. I mean, there's been other people that have asked, like, you know, they're like, oh, we should have, like, you know, we should do, like, a, like, your team name, you know, something like that. It's just always been kind of, like, I don't know. I've always been kind of, like, weird about that. Yeah, man, some of these rosters are, like, so old. They, like, don't show the team names on the rosters anymore, so like finding some of these is going to be pretty hard. Dude, I don't know, whatever. This is not what we want to be doing. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, I don't even know. Maybe I'm thinking, I don't know. Who knows? What are we joking about? Yeah, I don't know. It's just always been like a weird thing, especially if I'm not there. You know, if I played on the team, it would be completely different, you know? But I don't know. Yeah. The YouTube channel is also weird because it's like, you know, it's not like so much of a, it's not like so much a brand. It's not like, you know, like, I don't know, like Planet Eclipse. Like Planet Eclipse is a company. It's not like, you don't think about Jack Wood specifically, one guy, when you think about like Planet Eclipse. You know, paintball ruined my life. It's almost me in a way. You know, it's not like some of their brand. People literally think about me. You know, they point at me and be like, you're the paintball ruin my life guy. You know, so it's like, it's just kind of weird. It gets a little murky. Chris, I do want to play on a team, but I really don't want to play like 5-man. I really want to play 7-man or 10-man. I would like play 7-man or 10-man, but it takes like, you know, a bunch of like planning and stuff because there's no real close tournament. So you gotta like, I don't know, go everywhere though. You should host a Paintball Ruin My Life tournament though. I kind of agree with. You can wear a crown and sit, I don't know about that. But I certainly like, that is kind of funny. That is a porn name, Jack Wood. I did think about this though. I was like, I wonder how many people I could get to show up at the paintball field. Like if I was like, oh, you know, September, let's just throw out a random day here. Let's open a calendar up. If I was to throw out a random day, I'm like, let's all go to the paintball field. Let's all meet like at Capital Edge Paintball Field on Eddie's 38th birthday, September 19th. You know, I wonder how many people I could get to like show up at the paintball field. We could have like some sort of big game or something like that. I was thinking about that last night. I was like, that'd be kind of cool. I wonder if I could just start like pumping out a specific day. And I'm like, everybody meet at this day. I don't know if you should fly. I don't know. Maybe we will try something, you know? I don't know. I'm going to look into this. Chris Martin, let's throw a big game. I think we could do it. We'd have to look in where. You know, I instinctually go to Capital Edge Paintball Park, but I wonder if Davis Paintball might also be a good option. I mean, it wouldn't be. We could do it. I mean, we could have like a raffle and stuff. I would want to be fun. I wouldn't want to say, well, level up would be cool, but that's like kind of far for me, you know? I don't want to like have to fly to it or drive 3 days. It's going to be close to me. Yeah, Woods Ball. I mean, Josh, there aren't any Woods Ball fields, huh? I'm like, I think about Shooters, but like, I don't really want to do it at Shooters. Davis isn't too far, though. Davis is on the freeway, which is good. You know, Davis is right on the, it's right on 80, so it's not like bad. I just think about like, which is the most like easy to do, you know, for me and for the people. I don't know. What do you guys want? Like, if you were to like, if I were to like host a big game, or like we were to do something, what would you want? Like, what do you think would be fun? I don't know. Just like throw out some weird ideas. You know, one of the things that I always kind of liked is trying to do weird games, you know, not just doing like capture the flag or, you know, shoot everybody in the games over. Maybe we could do like some weird, you know, scenarios where like you get shot in the leg and just can't use your legs anymore. Like, you know, I don't know. Do actually like interesting things. What's the B-Day party? Only place. I don't even know what's going on here. Where is the 408? I don't even know where that's at. Where the hell's the 408? A big game day. I just think we get a lot of people to come. Hardpoint's crazy though, because Hardpoint. Well, actually, I don't know. I think about like I want to play like huge games. Could we do Hardpoint, like huge Hardpoint, like 100 on 100 Hardpoint? Oh, San Jose. Oh, 4. Okay, yeah, 408. Sure. Okay. Yeah, it's in Lemoore or something. I don't know. Nowhere's got Woods Ball, though. Unfortunately. Andrew, protect the president can be fun, for sure. Or, like, you know, protect the bomb, or, like, whatever. I really like that kind of stuff. So, I think it's a lot of fun. I do get, like, it's corny and cheesy. Like, you know, I'm not a LARPer. I'm not gonna, like, dress up in chainmail and go play paintball or some shit. Like, I think that's weird. You know, you see those people with the... I mean, they have fun, so whatever. It's just not for me. But you see those people, like, at the park. There's a park across the street. And I go over there every day. Well, maybe not every day. Not every day. But I think it's on Wednesday nights. They have, like, those people that are, like, kind of dressed up in, like, night stuff. But it's, like, padded. And they have their own swords. And they, like, just beat the shit of each other. It's, like, fucking crazy. You know, they're having fun. You know, that stuff's not for me, but, you know, I realize that paintball, the big games and, like, it kind of can seem a little weird, but that it really is a lot of fun, so you just gotta try to have fun. Yeah, probably not Jungle. Jungle's a good location, though, but, whatever. It's gonna be close. It's gonna be within, like, an hour. I'm not driving too far. Huh. I'm putting more thought into this. Let's do big game research. Okay. Oh, maybe it is Solano Paintball. Solano Paintball is for sure one of them. Oh, you're thinking of Tag, maybe, too. Tag, right? I don't know where Tag's at, though. I get all those, like, fields down there mixed up. I've never, like, gone, so I always get them, like, mixed up. Stuff that's, like, South North Bay or something. I don't know what to call that area. It's confusing. I think we should try to have a big game. The problem is that I've never run anything like it. So, I mean, I could do it. It can't be that hard. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's any. I think woods is the only place we're going to find woods is probably jungle. Old Soul. Ooh, the paintball ruined my life. Spider Cup. But we got to all use spiders, though. What if we did, like, the E-Mech Cup? I mean, obviously, E-Mechs aren't, you know, as cool as, like, you know, whatever, but I wonder. I wonder if we could, like, get guns donated somehow and then force everybody to use E-Mechs. Like you just show up and, like, you play the tournament and then we have a bunch of E-Mechs and everybody just uses E-Mechs. Because the field has a bunch of rentals, but I don't think that they would have enough. It ultimately just becomes mechanical, though, at that point, you know. It's like, we might as well just play mechanical. Because the E-Mechs are so good that you know, I don't know. It's not, like, weird. Like, if we were to use spiders, it's kind of fun because the guns aren't any good. So it's kind of, like, entertaining. And for sure, we could buy spiders, but I don't want to do that. I mean, I don't want to buy 150 spiders or whatever. Fuck. And then, like, make them all work, and then where are we going to store them at? And then what are we going to do with them afterwards? I do like the idea, though. I mean, we could do, like, bring your own spider, right? You gotta bring your own spider. How about we mechanical blowback stack tube? How about the mechanical stack tube blowback tournament? So you could use a piranha if you want. You could bring your silver bullet. Or, you know, whatever. So not limiting it just to spiders, right? You could bring anything that's like a spider. It would be fun. It would be cool. Huh. Well, it could do it. Yeah, Tippmann's would be better, wouldn't it? I wonder. Tippmann 98s would be better because I wonder if we could find, like, a bunch of 98s from somebody. Nope, no pumps. I mean, you could be a pump gun, but it's got to be a spider. It can't be, like, a cocker pump. You can't have a phantom. It's got to be, like, a spider, a piranha. You know, it's got to be one of those, like, you know, stack tube guns. Oh, those tournaments are always hard, though, because I assume it would be very difficult to get people to buy stuff, you know? Forcing people to buy things might be weird. This is nowhere. This is a concept. Old Soul says, rental E-Mechs that just stay on the field. Oh, that's a good idea. That's not a bad idea. Two sets of E-Mechs that the staff can refill with air and paint, and you just walk on with your pack and grab one off the rack. Random draw, that is a good idea. I just know people will complain, though. You're like, my gun, you gave me the bad one on purpose. So, there'll be a lot of that. I do like that, though. Because we could have, like, if it was a five-man tournament, let's just say five-man. Or maybe we could do seven-man or something. We'd have to have, say, like you said, a full set. So, 10 guns and then 10 more guns ready to go. So, when you're on deck, you just got to grab your gun. What would that be like? That'd be, like, chaotic, though. I know barrel, too, for sure. People are going to be all concerned about, like, barrel-matching paint. That is a good way to do it, though, without, like, having to worry about giving literally everybody guns. I like the hide a CS3 on the field to unlock... I like that. You know, back in the day, we used to go to Wild Adventure Paintball out in kind of near Woodland, California. And during Easter, they would always have an Easter egg hunt. And for the Easter egg hunt, you'd go out there with your gun, but you'd have no paint at all. Everyone would start with no paint, and you'd just... run on the field, and there'd be Easter eggs hidden, and you'd get, like, 10 paintballs in this Easter egg, or you'd get, like, a free ticket for the raffle, or, you know, whatever things. It was really cool to have to, like, run around on the field to try to find Easter eggs, to try to, like, find a couple paintballs. That was really fun, and that reminds me of kind of, like, you know, video games and getting, like, power-ups or, like, finding weapons and stuff. Yeah. But I like all this weird, fun stuff, so I say that all the time, so maybe I should be a part of making it actually happen. I think we could get people to go. I mean, literally, maybe we'll just try it in a month. We'll just be like, hey, everybody go to Capitol Edge on this day. We'll just see how many people we can get out there. We'll look at the calendar, and we'll try to do it in, like September or something. We'll look into it more. Yeah, finding the paint on the field, it really was fun. It really, really was kind of cool. They had, like, a paint-eating contest and stuff. So, Brains, it's how normal rec ball was 20 years ago. I think Fields forgot what fun is. You're right. I mean, yeah. I mean, the paintball fields are the, like, literally the way to grow paintball. And too many of these paintball fields just don't really care. And I'd say that that's, like, true of all industries, though. I mean, you literally look at, like, most industries, and most stuff sucks now. I mean, most people just want to try to, like, make as much money as they can and not make good products or not make cool stuff anymore. They just want to, like, make money. Which, why we have shitty things. Ooh, Jesse Lapid won that eating contest before he got on Excessive. That's funny. My friend Joaquin would do it all the time. Joaquin was on the Street Hustlers. Shout out, Joaquin. Yeah, I won a season pass. I won the, like, grand prize one Easter. I won a free season pass, never used it again. I never used it. Never went back. Oh well. Joaquin. Yeah, the paint eating contest was funny. Joaquin Iniguez. Yeah, Joaquin I've known forever. I'll never forget Joaquin. Joaquin was, like, one of my, like, bed partner. We go to tournaments. Can I make it to World Cup this year? I'd love to, but probably not. probably won't happen. I kind of thought about it, but be an announcer. I'll tell you one thing I want to try and do. I am going to announce. We're going to try it. So the next tournament that's coming up, I don't even know when it is. Let's find out. I know it's kind of a ways away. Lone Star, September 17th through the 20th. I definitely am going to try and do something. You know, like in the past, I've kind of like a handful of times kind of like streamed the like webcast at the same time, like just done like a watch along kind of thing. And I don't know. I want to try and actually announce. I'm going to like put the thing on and you're just going to see me on the screen. You're not going to actually see the webcast though, but I'll have the score on the bottom. So technically you could like watch it in the background and I'm going to try to announce over it. I'm just going to see how I do. I don't know if it's going to be the whole tournament. It won't be the whole tournament. I might do like the semifinals and the quarterfinals or like one of those, a cup, one or two of those matches or something like that, or a set or whatever. Yeah, I just want to try it and see what happens. I think I could do it. I got to make a bunch of notes and stuff because I want to do a good job. I want to like see if I can do a good job. Who knows if I can do it? I know I can do a good job at just talking and never shutting up. I don't know if it makes any sense ever, but I can just keep going. I definitely would not say I'm very excitable, though. You're not going to probably get me going, oh my god! God, the monitor came unplugged. We're back on, yep. So I don't know. Maybe we'll try. I'll have to wear a headset so I can like throw the headset and like start freaking out. It'd be nice. Yeah, we'll try it. We'll see like, we'll just, I don't know, see how it goes. I just got to make a bunch of notes, so I will definitely be myself. There's no other way to do it. Yeah, color, maybe I'm going to do the color commentary and the play-by-play all in one. Which I can do. You can switch back and forth between that pretty easy, you know. We'll see, though, you know. I think that announcing is a difficult thing to do. It's probably not, like, super hard. What's very difficult, though, is what Matt does, dude. I can't imagine, you know. Like, when he does Sunday paintball, they like get up at like, they're at the field doing games at like 8 a.m. and then finishing announcing at like 6 p.m. So like, I mean, dude's announcing for like 12 hours every day. It's crazy. So like talking for that long and then still getting excited and like having the energy for the finals is crazy. Like that's going to be so difficult because I mean, come 50, like 8 hours in, I would be kind of losing interest. I'm like, all right, my brain doesn't work anymore. I got to go do something else now. I know mine wouldn't. I would not be good at that. That's for sure. I would be like, all right, let's just kill the clock off. I want to leave. It'd be very hard. Pirate commentary, that would be pretty funny. They really need a sideline guy, the guy that walk around with a bullhorn and like hype people up and stuff. They did actually ask, they just roll up to the booth. Maddie would definitely take an IPA break. They did ask me to announce, or they asked if I wanted to announce at the Tampa thing. I was gonna try. I was gonna go to the like three man. But three man was going by so fast, I just like kind of lost track. So it didn't happen. Maybe not announce, just go sit up in the booth and be like, how's it going? Or something like that. So we're going to try to have a big game, huh? Maybe not try to have a big game. I just want to get like, we'll just see if we can get like a ton of people to show up. Try to get as many people to come out as possible and just play wreck. Just like have a big, fun, huge wreck day. maybe we'll try to do a raffle or something. Maybe I could try to rig that up or figure that out, but I think we should. Yeah, announcing, I don't know. People said I'd be a good announcer. I don't see it, but I could do it, maybe a little bit. Only for paintball, though. Yeah, scuba diving? I could do scuba diving announcing. Andrew, I had to fill in at my son's football game one time and just... Oh, that's right. And I just started making up names and telling stories on my... That's funny. Only a few found it humorous. That's funny. I could see parents being mad, but I would think it'd be funny. Some parents are like, Mom, my kid. I'm like, oh, shut up. They're just screwing around. My dad was an announcer. So I think that we might have stopped receiving. Are we still going live? We have an error, it says. So here in the Sacramento, they used to have this thing called the Pig Bowl, where the Highway Patrol, the California State High... No. Yes. No. The Sacramento County Sheriff's Department and the Sacramento Police Department used to play a tackle football game, like full-on real tackle football, once a year. They called it the Pig Bowl. And then they changed it to... I think they called it Guns and Hoses, where the fire department would play the police department in tackle football. And my dad was the announcer for that. I totally forgot about that. He was like the address announcer. So you'd hear him over the thing like, first down, whatever, I don't know. Totally forgot about that. Just start bombing fields as a group to show the field owners. Start bombing the fields. Yeah, that's kind of what I kind of want to do that at Capitol Edge. That's why I was like, let's just see how many people we can get out there. And then just if it goes well, maybe we can do like a, I don't know, a longer version. I think we're having like data problems, no? I don't know. Okay, anyway, I'm getting out of here. Gentlemen, enjoy the rest of the week. And, I don't know. Enjoy the rest of the week. What do I got going on here? I was going to say something, but I can't pull this up. Ah, whatever. Enjoy the rest of the week. And, I don't know. There was a giveaway. We will contact the winner of said giveaway. I've forgotten who won already. You channel member. Yeah, I don't know what's going on now all of a sudden. We've gotten funky internet. We're laggy. Okay. Come back next Monday, we'll be here for a paintball ruined my life live stream. We gotta figure out what we're gonna talk about, but don't worry, we'll talk about something. Enjoy the week!